Boker Tov, good morning, and we are finishing the last daf of Masechet Kiddushin, daf Pei Bet, daf 82. We left off in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Bet, 81b, in the middle of the page. We said in the Mishnah, Mityached Adam im Imo, person can go in Yichud with his mother. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yudah Amar Avasi, Mityached Adam im Achoto, he can go with his sister in private, Vedar im Imo v'im Bito, and he can live with his mother or his daughter. When this was said in front of Shmuel, Amar, asur l'itachad im kol arayot shebatorah. He said, no, it's asur to go in yichud with all of the arayot in the Torah, v'afilu im behema, even with an animal. So the Gemara says, tnan, says in the Mishnah, mityached adam im imo v'im ibito, v'yashan emem mikeru basar. A person can sleep in a bed with his mother and his daughter, even mikeru basar, even when there's no clothing. U'tiyuvtad ishmuel, and that's a contradiction on the opinion of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lach Shmuel, Shmuel says, according to you, had the Tanya, that which said in the Braita, Achoto v'chamoto u'shar kol arayot shebatorah, en mitachadet em imahem ela ba'edim. It says one sister and mother-in-law, you cannot go in private with them unless you have witnesses. Be'edim in, shelo be'edim no. Only if there's witnesses, but not without witnesses. So ela, it must be the Tanayi, it's machloket Tanayim. The Tanya, as the Braita says, Amar Rabbi Meir, yizaru bimi p'nei biti, be careful of me because of my daughter. He was choshesh that maybe Chassidim do avera with his daughter. Amar Bitarfon, Yizaru b'mipnei kalati. Bitarfon said, be careful with me because of my daughter-in-law. He was concerned. Ligleg alav oto talmid. There was a student who came and made fun of him. He said, what are you nervous? Are you going to do something with your daughter-in-law? He said, Amar b'abao mishum b'arabi chanina v'ngamliel v'ayu yamim mu'atim ad shi'nichshal oto talmid b'chamoto. He says, there weren't so many days passed until that student who made fun of Rabbi Tarfon, he ended up sinning with his mother-in-law, right? So that's a big deal. Afilu im behema. Then we said even with an animal you cannot do yichud. So the Gemara says Abaye michalaleg mikuleg dabra. Abaye would get rid of all the animals. He would make sure to remove all of them from the field. Rav Sheshet me'aber le'mitra. He would take him over the bridge. Rav Chanan minarda ikla Rav Kahana l'chum ne'ara. He went to Rav Kahana. Chazei di'ati ve'kagaras le'kaima behemat kame. He went and he saw that Rav Kahana was learning, and there was an animal walking by him. Hey, you're not allowed to do yichud to the animals. He said, Amar le, lo savar la mor, afilu im behemat. Don't you hold it? You're not allowed to be alone with an animal. He said, Amar le, lava data. He says, I was so into my learning, I didn't realize that there was an animal bichlal.
I thought it's only goyim lo ne'emanim behemah. Yehudi
ne'eman. Oh, okay. So we'll discuss that as we continue on to the. But yeah, we said yesterday that Am Yisrael is not choshesh for animal and for his new animal or mishkav zachur, right? So over here, so you have to look at Rashi over here. It's a good question. I guess this is a different opinion because he's holding that all of the arayot, even behema, so therefore it's not following the opinion that we hold like or like we mentioned yesterday. That's how you would have to explain it. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Amarava, mityached adam im shtei yevamot, im shtei tsarot. A person can go in yichud with two yevamot, and two co-wives, im isha v'chamota, a woman and her mother-in-law, im ish isha ubat bala, a woman and her the daughter of the husband. Why all these people? They're not going to do the sin if the other woman is there. So im isha v'tinoket sheyodat tam bi'a v'ein moseret atzma l'bi'a, or let's say a woman and a child who knows the ins and outs of relations, but she's not going to give herself over for relations. So she's not. Neither of them will end up in all of these cases. Neither of them will give themselves for bi'a. Higdilu, he said, if they get older, zei Hashem k'suto v'chulei, each one has to wear their own clothing. V'kama, so what age is that? Amar Rav Ada Barava, Baraza, Amar Vasi, tinoket bat tesha shanim v'yom echad, a girl 9 years old in one day, tinok ben 12 shana v'yom echad, and a boy 12 years old in one day. Ikad Amri, some say tinoket bat 12 shana v'yom echad, a girl 12 years old in one day, tinok ben 13 shana v'yom echad, and a boy 13 in one day. V'ze v'ze k'dei sh'yu shadayim nachonu sa'erech tzimeach, and both of these is referring to that, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel that it's referring to the development of a woman that only once her breasts are developed and she starts seeing pubical hairs, only then do you start to have to worry for these things, that the daughter, they shouldn't be sleeping together in the same bed, bikiruv basar, without clothing and stuff like that. Amar Afram bar Papa, Amar Chista, lo shanu ela sheina bosha la'amon lefanav arum. אבל בושה לעמוד לפניו ארון אסור. Oh, this is only if she's not afraid to stand in front of him naked. But if she's, if the daughter, let's say, doesn't feel comfortable standing in front of, let's say, the father naked, then it doesn't matter the age. She's already, that's already asur. My tama, what's the reason? Yetzer al basha, because the yetzer ha has already entered into her, and the yetzer ha of bi'ah has already entered into her, and so therefore we say, don't stand in front of him arum. Rav Acha bar Abba ikle lebir Rav Chisda chatnei. He went to his son-in-law Rav Chisda's home. Shakle lebat berate otvua biknafe. He took his granddaughter and put her like under his blanket with him. Amar le lo savar la mor mikacha. He says, hold on, don't you know I married off my granddaughter? So Amar le avart lach aderav. He says, you violated Rav's opinion. Damar Rav Yudah Amar Rav veitem Rabbi Elazar asur laadam shekadesh et bito b'kshei ketana shetaktil v'tomar miploni ani ratzah. You cannot marry off your granddaughter, a daughter or granddaughter in this case, a young ketana, until she gets older and she sees who she's marrying. She says, I want to marry him. He says, mor nami avar le'ad Shmuel. He says, you also violated Shmuel. He says, damar Shmuel ein shim shim v'isha. You cannot use a woman. He says, Amar le anaki idach Shmuel severely. I held like the other opinion of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel hakol Hashem Shamayim. Everything, everyone, a person does is Hashem Shamayim. Rashi explains that why was he taking his daughter, putting on his under his blanket with him? Wasn't for Chas v'Shalom for bad intentions. He was doing it to make his daughter happy, saying, "Look, I love your I love my granddaughter so much. I want to show her that chiba, that love. So I brought her under my into my bed with her, under me." New Mishnah Peber Amud Aleph. Lo yamed Adam Ravak Sofrim lo tilamed Isha Sofrim. A single man or a single woman should not teach young children. Why we're concerned that maybe she's going to Chas v'Shalom do some avera. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein lo isha lo yilamed sofrim. Even someone who doesn't have a wife should not teach young children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yir'eh ravak behema. A single man should not be a shepherd for animals. V'lo yishnu shnei ravakin v'talit achat. And two single men should not sleep under one blanket. The Chachamim batarim, the Chachamim permitted both of those things. So the Gemara says, "My Tama, what's the reason? Ilayim mashum yanuke. What? We're worried that the single man or woman is going to do something with the child." It says Vahatani, we have a brayta. This is what you said yesterday. This is the halacha, right? This is what we said today. Amru lo, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo neshadu Israel mishkav zachur v'lo ala beema. Israel is not worried that they're going to Chas v'Shalom do some homosexual action or something with an animal. So why are we worried about something like this? So he says, "Ela ravak mishum amhata dinuke isha mishum avahata dinuke." No, why shouldn't a single man be a teacher for children? Because who brings the children to school? Sometimes it's the moms, and therefore we don't want any Chas v'Shalom into relations with the men teachers and the women parents who bring the children to school. So to the vice versa, a young woman single teacher shouldn't be a teacher for young kids, because sometimes the man brings the child to school, and Chas v'Shalom we don't want any relations like that. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein lechulei. Even if someone doesn't have a wife. So he says, "Ibay lohu, mi she'en lo isha klal, odil ma'a v'shena shiroya atzlo." Someone who doesn't have a wife at all, or even someone whose wife is away and she's not here, shouldn't be a teacher. So he says, "Tashema, af mi she'yesh lo, v'eina shiroya atzlo, lo yamen sofrim." Even his wife, he has a wife, but she's not here, she went away, he shouldn't be a teacher for children. Rabbi Dam Omer lo yir'eh, he says, "You should not be a shepherd." So the Gemara says, "Tanya, I'm a shepherd for animals." He says, "Tanya, Amru la Rabbi Yehuda, lo nashudu Yisrael mishkav zachor lo la be'ema." We're not worried, like we said, for mishkav zachor, for homosexual activity, or for something with an animal. Very good. New Mishnah, last Mishnah Masechet. Kol she'asakav iman nashim lo yitachad iman nashim. If someone's business is with women, make sure you don't go in private with a woman in your workplace. Don't teach your child a profession that has to do with women, lest he falls. Rabbi Meir says, you should teach your child a clean and simple business. And pray to the one who all of the wealth belongs to him, all of the properties belongs to him, the Borei Olam. There's no profession that there isn't poverty or wealth. Everyone there has some poverty and wealth in every profession. It's not, this is a very important line. It's not, the poverty is not tied to the profession, and the wealth is not tied to the profession. Ela, it's based on your zechut. Meaning you can choose any profession, and it's based on your zechut if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you or not. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ra'ita miyamecha chaya va'of sheyesh lehem umanut. Have you seen birds, any type of birds that have, let's say, some type of profession? or chaya, rather chaya, or any type of bird or off that has a profession, or maybe vehen mitparnesin shelo betzar, and we see that they get their wealth, they get their parnasa and their sustaining from without any difficulty. Why were the animals created to serve men? I was created to serve my Creator. Ain't no is not all the more so that I should receive parnasa without any difficulty. Oh, why do we have to work so hard to make our parnasa now? I messed up. Maybe my actions are incorrect, and I didn't accustom myself properly, and so therefore it's difficult for me to acquire that parnasa. Abu Gurian ish tzadiyan, omer mishum Abu Gurya, he said the name Abu Gurya, lo yalmed adam et bino, you shouldn't teach your child the following businesses. Chamar, a donkey driver, gamal, a camel driver, kadar, a wagon driver, sapan, a sailor, ro'e, a shepherd, v'chenmani, or a store owner, shumanotan, umanot listim, because all of those people, they come from a profession that people steal. Rabbi Yudam omer mishmo, he says in his name, chamarin ruban rishayim, the donkey drivers, majority of them are rishayim. Gamalin, the camel drivers, Ruban, Kesherim, majority of them are kosher. Hasapanim, Ruban, Chasidim, the sailors, majority of them are Chasidim, or pious people. Tov Shabarofim, the Geinam. The greatest of the doctors go to hell. They go to Geinam. Vakasher Shabatabachim, Shutafo Shalamalek. And the greatest of the slaughterers, the kosher slaughterers, they're part of Amalek. How is that so? How are these two cases? How is the best doctor going to Geinam? So the way it's usually explained, the way I think the Rashi explains it, is that the best doctor, his time is very valuable. So he says, "Eino yare min acholi u'ma'achalo ma'achal berim ve'eino mishaver libo la'makom u'pamim shorig nefashot yesh v'edo l'arapot ha'ani ve'eino marapet." Sometimes he has the ability to heal a poor person, and he doesn't do it because his time, let's say, for example, his time is too valuable. He doesn't want to heal somebody, like that. So he's such a good high class doctor. He doesn't take people like that. All these types of things, and chas v'shalom kill someone. Why is the greatest slaughterer part of Amalek? Because sometimes he sees, oh, wow, that's a big chunk of meat. I don't want to lose out on all that money. But it became taref. It's not kosher anymore. Let's sell it anyway. And this happens. We see this even today. This still happens. So it's that's how you know. Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Rabbi Nai says, Maniach ani kol umanut shebaolam eni melamedet beni ela Torah. He says, I'm leaving all the professions aside, and I will not teach my child ela Torah. I'm only going to teach him Torah. So she'adam ochel mischara baolam hazeh, v'keren kayem en olam haba. He says, person... He eats his reward of the Torah in this world, and he benefits also from the principle in the world to come. Ushar kulamanut enaken. Any other types of professions, it's not like that. Kisha adam bali de choli, a person gets sick, oli de zikna or old, oli de sorin or any suffering, he can no longer work. He dies, that's it. And he's starvation, and he dies. Nothing you can do. But the Torah is not like that. What does it do? It protects you from any bad in your young age, and it gives you hope and long life for your old age. What does it say in its young age? That people who have hope in God, he will renew their strength. What does it say in the pasuk by his old age? That even then, in his old age, he will be fruitful. Avraham was old, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Avraham Avinu did the whole Torah before it was even given. So Shneimar Ekev Hashemah Avraham beKoli veYishmor Mishmartim veMitzvotai Chukutai veTorotai. Mishnah ends by saying, because Avraham Avinu listened to my mitzvot and kept the Torah, then I blessed him, and that's exactly the message for us. The Gemara begins Tan Rabbanan Kol Shasakav Iman Nashim Suro Ra. Anyone whose business is dealing with women, he doesn't have such good behavior usually, and therefore you have to distance yourself from him. Because Gonat Sorfim, like people who are dealing with mitzaref or gold, they melting gold and silver and stuff like that, or vasarikim or combers, hairdressers today, v'hanakarot, or people who are handmill cleaners, v'haruchlin or peddlers that are selling, v'hagardiim or weavers, v'asaparim or barbers, v'akovsin, launderers, v'hagara, bloodletters, v'abalan. Is bathhouse attendants. Babursiki is a tan hide person. Ain mamidin mehem lo melech lo kohen gadol. We don't bring from those people, not a king, not a kohen gadol. My tama, what's the reason? Lo mishum de psile, not because they're pasul, el mishum de zilam manutayu, because their profession is a very low type of profession. Tan Rabbanan, the writer says, asara devarim nemeru begara. There are 10 things said by a blood letter. מהלך על צידו. He walks on his sides, he walks with gava, ורוחו גסה, a lot of gava in him. ונתלה ויושב, when he sits, reclining like a person with a lot of haughtiness. ואינו צרה, he's stingy, ואינו רעה, he has a bad eye on people. אוכל הרבה ומציא כמעט, he goes and takes from all the wealthy people, all their foods, nice, like healthy, clean types of foods. So he eats a lot, but he doesn't relieve himself a lot because he eats such good foods. וחשוד על הרעיות ועל הגזל ועל שפיכות דמים. And we worry about הרעיות from him, on stealing and on murder. This is a type of bloodletter. דרש בר כפרה, says, לעולם ילמד אדם את בנו אומנות נקייה וקלה. You should always teach your child a simple and clean type of business that they can do to make money. What is he referring to? Amar Yehuda, in those times, it's machata de talmiyuta. It was referring to, let's say, the sowing of the furrows and stuff like that. That was a clean type of business. I guess today would be like real estate or stocks or something like that. Something simple. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, "Ein lecha umanut she'overed min ha'olam." There is no profession that leaves this world. Ashrei mi she'ro'et horav ve'umanut de'ula. Praiseworthy is a person who sees his parents doing a good type of profession. Ve'oilo lemi she'ro'et horav ve'umanut peguma. And it's bad for a person that if he sees his parents doing a bad profession. Iyashar le'olam belo sam uvelo bursiki. The world cannot continue without besamim sellers, perfume sellers and stuff like that, or without tan hiders. Ashrei misha umanuto besam, va'oilo misha umanuto bebursaki. Says praises the person whose profession has to do with selling perfume, and it's bad for a person if his profession has to do with tanning hides. It's not possible for a person, for the world to continue without males and females. Asherim mishu banav zecharim, but praiseworthy is the one who has sons. Ve'oilal mishu banav nekemon, and I feel bad for the one who has daughters. Right, this is what he says. When I learned this for the first time, I made a nice derasha. It says Asherim mishu banav zecharim. Praiseworthy is the one who is banav. Over here it's used in the context of children, but banav literally means sons. Sons, literally. So, praised is the one whose sons are boys, and oy lo to the person whose sons are daughters. Amavin tavin, right? Amavin yavin. Very good. In this generation, it applies. Rabbi Meir Omer, leolam yilamed adam livno umanun kiya vekala. Says a person always learn, teach his child a simple, clean business. Vivakesh rachamim lemisha oshev nechazim shalom, and pray to the one that all of the wealth it belongs to him. She'en aniyut mina umanut ve'en ashirim mina umanut. Poverty and wealth doesn't come from profession. Ela lemisha oshev shalom, it comes from the one who the wealth belongs to. She'nemar liya kesev liya zahav neum adonai tzavod. He says it all comes from me, Hashem. And the last part, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, Im ra'ita miyamecha, if you've seen Panya, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, miyamai lo ra'iti tzvi kayatz, I've never seen a deer produce dried figs, va'ari sabal, or a lion porter carry heavy things from place to place, v'shual chenvani, or an ox be a store owner, v'hemit parnasim shlo b'tzar, and they are easily sustained without any difficulty, v'hem lo nivru el sham sheni, and they were only created to serve me. To serve humans, to serve men. I was created to serve my creator. They were created, for us, to support us, to help us. They are supported and sustained without any difficulty. I was created to serve my creator. And not all the more so that I should be taken care of without any difficulty. And why is it not the case? Why do we have to work so hard for our parnasah? Because I messed up. I didn't, keep my mitzvot properly. I didn't keep my ways properly. So therefore, I messed up my parnasah. It says that in the pasuk, if you continue the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says, manu hatov mikem. It says, your sins cause you to move and lose out on that good that Hashem was willing to give you. So when a person keeps the mitzvot and does everything properly, Hashem blesses him. But Chas Shalom, he goes off, then that's when he loses Hashem's blessing. We're going to stop there, and we're going to finish these last three lines on Monday night, B'zal Hashem, when we have our big siyum. But I'm going to just do a 1-minute recap.